"You will have heard of free association," said Dr. Huberdoffel. "I find it a useful tool in the discovery of what is troubling a patient. Then, on the basis of this knowledge, I know what I should look out for during the process of analysis. The mind, you see, is full of dark furniture."
Von Eagleveld gave a start. Dark furniture? Was his own mind full of such a thing? Perhaps it was unwise to undertake analysis, even for the purpose of equipping himself to deal with Unterholzer. If the furniture of the mind was dark, then perhaps it would be best to leave it where it was, in the shadows.
"So," said Dr. Huberdoffel, "the sea."
"The sea?" asked Von Eagleveld.
"Yes, I say the sea, and you tell me what comes into your mind."
"The sea," said Von Eagleveld.
"No," said Dr. Huberdoffel patiently. "I said the sea. You tell me what you envisaged."
"I thought of the sea," said Von Eagleveld. "That's why I replied the sea, when you said the sea."
Dr. Huberdoffel tapped his pencil on the edge of his notebook. "You must think of something else," he said. "Don't be too literal. I'll try again."
"Father."
"Whiskers," said Von Eagleveld.
"Good," said Dr. Huberdoffel. "That's a very good reply. Your father had whiskers, I take it."
"No," said Von Eagleveld, "but other boys' fathers had them."
"Oedipus," went on Dr. Huberdoffel.
"Mother." "No, uncle."
The psychoanalyst nodded.
"Excellent. Now, scissors."
"The sucker thumb man," said Von Eagleveld. "You'll remember him from the Struhl Peter. He's the man who came to cut off the thumbs of the children who sucked them. I was very frightened of him."
"And still are, perhaps," ventured Dr. Huberdoffel. "The shades of the nursery are apt to linger. But let us move on. Id."
"Darkness, inner me."
"Excellent." "Sausage."
"Dog."
"Dog?"
"Sausage."
"Sausage, dog."